Yes.
I listened to your little radio station.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And?
I listened to your little radio station.
Yes.
Sometime.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think it would be a good idea if sometimes when you play a record, you just cut it off. Mm-hmm. Just turn it off in the middle.
Okay, we'll take that into consideration. Thank you very much. Hi, Robin and Maynard. I heard something shocking, and I was probably the only one that heard it on the Bob Rivers show this morning.
Uh-oh.
They stated that nobody but nobody can outswear Robin Erickson.
Oh, boy.
I thought of calling them to defend your honor because, personally, I've always thought of you as a delicate flower, even though your battles with Crow last week made me think otherwise. You reamed him like a 30 over small block Chev is.
Sorry to hear that.
So, is there any truth to this?
Uh-huh.
Well, Wade, I thank you for your email. And I'm certain that if there were a battle, I could probably hold my own. I don't know that I'd swear more than anyone else.
Well, we've had a swear jar incorporated in the past, and yeah. I don't know what happened to all of that money.
Oh, he's talking off the air. Having not spent any time with these fellows, I don't know how they would know. But they seem to think I can, so congratulations to me. I will be the winner.
All right.
I can go the
other...
There's
got to be a longshoreman somewhere that can...
They can touch me?
Yeah, or a pirate.
Or you.
On occasion.
Not on occasion.
I think we've all
regularly
tried to upgrade our communication skills.
Well, it just depends on which company you keep. When you keep
Lady
foul
Di
company,
to,
you speak foul language.
Lady Di, on occasion, would drop the F-bomb just to disarm those she was holding counsel with because everybody was so, it's Lady Di. And then when she would unleash that, everybody would become relaxed. So there can be a purpose for it, and that's what we're trying to do,
disarming.
Is find the golden purpose.
It can be eloquent.
Yeah, that's right. It depends on who you're talking to.
Exactly. Right. You lie down with dogs, you gonna get fleas, and they're coming from me.
Well, there's a bus board right there.
Henry?
Hello.
Hi, Henry.
Hello, Henry. It's sure nice to have you on the program.
Get this, Henry's a drum major.
That's right.
Where do you drum major, Henry?
Down at Stanford.
So what do you mean? You're a drum major for Stanford?
Well, when you see Stanford go out and do all those crazy marches and cause a ruckus on the field, that's me.
You're the guy.
Why are you in Seattle? Do you live here?
I live out in Gig Harbor, actually. I went to Bellarmine.
Was it a tough competition to get that position?
It was. I had to perform a pretty terrible task.
Yeah. What was it, Henry? What did you have to do?
It's kind of X-rated, actually.
Go ahead, Henry.
My dare was to dip my nuts in paint remover.
You're still doing it.
Oh, yeah.
You're still dipping your nuts in paint remover.
Yes, I don't want to ever feel that again.
That's called teabagging, by the way.
No, it isn't, John, but if you'd like to know what teabagging is after he's taken a dip, come on up, Henry.
Well, Stanley, it's
Henry.
It's lovely exploring your fascinating mind with all of its various machinations.
Oh, it sure is.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Henry thinks he's a Stanford drum major.
I believe him.
And... Stanley, you're on the Melody Ranch quiz wheel. You should have no problem with this whatsoever. You know, Jimi Hendrix is auctioning off his guitar. Well, he isn't. It's being auctioned off, and it's the one that he absolutely trashed. He smashed it and burned it. Now that it's, I guess, I don't know who owns it.
Dweezil Zappa.
Yeah, somebody like that. One of the Zappa kids owns it. And they believe that it may fetch $600,000. And our question today that came up named the biggest guitar hit.
By Jimi Hendrix, or by anybody.
Yeah, by anybody, because it was not by Jimi Hendrix. It was not...
Classical Gas.
Robin says Classical Gas by Mason Williams. What do you think of that,
Stan? Or it could have been a Chet Atkins song.
It might have been a Chet Atkins song. What do you think, Stan?
Well, how about a hint? Country? Are we going rock?
Nationwide or internationally? Because Charo has the biggest international guitar solo record.
This has nothing to do with Charo.
What about it?
You can leave her out of this.
Decade?
50s.
Oh, Rumble.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with that.
That's too bad. You should have gone with Sleepwalk, because that's the...
Sleepwalk? Who's that by?
What do you care? You lost.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're a loser.
What do you care who is by?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Cut short. Sorry about that there, Henry.
That's okay.
And
all
good
right,
luck
Henry.
To you.
Well, back to the turpentine. Hello, good morning.
Has Big Dave taken Roy on in the joke off yet?
Well, I'm hoping that we can contact Big Dave. I'm having some difficulty.
Tell Roy I want a piece of Roy in the joke off if he gets by Dave.
You think you're good?
Oh, come on.
Now, do you want to see if you can break this horizon of gloom with a little mirth?
If you want the joke, I'm giving it to you.
The big yuckster.
This is the big yuckster. Are you ready?
No.
Down the road.
I don't know. What do you want me to do? Cinch up here? Do you want me to
not ready.
Buckle
okay.
up for this?
Okay. Two guys walking down the road, and they see one ball on the side of the road taking care of his unit. Guy looks over at the other one and says,
"Oh, no.
Wish I could do that."
Oh, yeah. God. The other guy says, "You better pet him first." Right?
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this,
you lie down with dogs, you gonna get fleas, and they're coming for me.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Dip my nuts in paint remover.